This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nina Morris joins me live in studio. She is the Sustainability Outreach Coordinator. Now, that's a mouthful, for the University of Virginia. Is this a new thing for the university? Is this a whole new position?
Actually, no. UVA has been pushing for sustainable efforts for almost over 10 years, so my position is not new, in fact. So
there's some real history to it. What is it you do? I mean, what is sustainability? I mean, we've heard this word over the past few years. It's sort of this green, progressive thing. What do you do?
Well, actually, I work a lot with students, faculty, and staff to promote different ways that we can live better lives. And that can mean anything from learning how to turn off the lights when you leave a room, to trying to find better ways to get to work instead of driving. Maybe you join a carpool, maybe you walk to work, maybe you ride your bike. There's all different ways to live your lives, and I'm just trying to help people to live it better.
Yeah. So exactly what do you, like, sit down with these people and just talk to students? And I mean, is it that simple? It's a lot of face-to-face stuff?
There is a lot of face-to-face stuff. People have lots of questions about it, and I'm sort of a resource on how to make it better. But we also do lots of different events on campus, different programs. We just recently completed a great program we do called Chuck It for Charity, something that UVA has been doing for over 10 years, where students on grounds, as they move out, can donate items that they don't need anymore to local charities. And so instead of throwing them into a dumpster and then getting shipped away to a landfill, they get reused and actually benefit the community.
That's great. And of course, I'm sure water use, which we'll talk about in the next half hour with Dee Dee Smith and Richard Lloyd, water use at the university is a huge issue, and we've seen really fantastic results. I mean, the university sort of, you know, I shouldn't say sort of, they are leading the way when it comes to conserving water use in our community. They've made a dramatic impact by, you know, low flow, you know, this or that, and so you're involved in that as well.
Yes, and promoting the different things that UVA does. We just completed a beautiful stormwater retention pond, and by looking at it, you wouldn't even notice that it serves that purpose of making water cleaner and making sure that water doesn't run off to places where it's not supposed to be. But that's the beautiful thing about sustainability. It's about making the environment literally more beautiful and better. So it's a really interesting field to be a part of.
Yeah, we're talking with Nina Morris. She is the Sustainability Outreach Coordinator at the University of Virginia. And the website is virginia.edu/sustainability. Why is this important? I mean, does it go beyond the, you got to love Mother Earth kind of thing? I mean, why is this an important thing such that, one of the top universities in the world would actually have somebody on staff, their entire job is totally focused on this one issue?
Right. Well, the beautiful thing about sustainability is that it's all-encompassing. So, there's nothing more important than sustainability, because it goes from the smallest details of your life, the way you wash your clothes, to the biggest things in our environment, the way we build, the way we plan our communities. So the fact that this is something that's so engaging and something that everyone has a part in, it just makes it an exciting and fulfilling way to have a job.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. So what's your background? I mean, how do you grow up and become a sustainability coordinator?
Well, I've always been interested in environmental issues, and I got my master's degree in community and regional planning and in the School of Environmental Design at Temple. So from there, it was just learning about all the different communities and different efforts going on across the world. I mean, this is not just something that's happened overnight either. This is something that's been building for the past 40, 50 years. And some people could say it's been going on forever, because a lot of the things that we do, that we promote through sustainability, are things that your grandparents did and things that people have been part of their whole lives, and they don't even know that they're being sustainable.
So. Yeah, yeah. And so we're sort of rediscovering that our grandparents and great-grandparents knew a little something.
Oh, they certainly did. They certainly did.
Especially when it comes to just how they interacted with their environment. You know, I mean, they understood things that they had learned through generations of experience that over the past, couple of generations, we've lost, and in a sense, we're rediscovering it. Unless people think that, oh, this is some green, touchy-feely, left-wing thing, there's this in the end, we really are talking about being fiscally prudent and saving money and streamlining and all of these things that conservatives love to hear about.
Oh, it's all about making the right decisions and just making, and that's in terms of your bottom line, being more cost effective. And it's also about what makes your life better. And a lot of times those things, in they're the exact same thing. You know, like planting a garden in your backyard, the process of planting that garden is something that your grandparents did, something that you can take a part in, and then you get to experience having your own food grow in your backyard, and then the way it tastes, the things you can do with it. These are all wonderful things that you can get a part of and be sustainable and enrich your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's very normal to, you know, to have your own garden, have your own, you know, chickens, get your own eggs, which has become a really vogue thing now. Lots of people are doing that, but this is something everybody just took for granted. It was normal once upon a time.
Right, exactly. And then it sort of lost favor for a while, but now it's coming back. It's for saying, hey, we're on the right path. You know, we were doing the right things. Let's get back to the way things were, and let's really start making those changes to make our lives happier and better.
There you go. Nina Morris, she's the Sustainability Outreach Coordinator. Say that five times fast. And again, the website, if you want to learn more about what the University of Virginia is doing, taking the lead in sustainability, it's virginia.edu/sustainability. Nina, thanks for being here.
Anytime.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.